Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio is Norma Hollis of Authenticity U. The letter U. Norma, welcome. How are you tonight?
Fran, I am fantastic and so happy to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We were just sharing before we officially got on the air that we have known each other for a number of years, and time and travel have taken us to different places, and it's kind of exciting that we're able to virtually connect tonight. So the audience is in for really some great listening and learning. So thank you again, Norma.
And thank you, Fran, for having me.
Well, Norma, I often ask guests, and I certainly want to ask you as well, what is the significant story that sort of put you on the path to being an entrepreneur? Very few people are born an entrepreneur, or although they may have entrepreneurial influences in their family. So what was it for you that got you on the path?
Well, it's interesting. It was not something that I chose. I didn't even understand what an entrepreneur was, to tell you the truth, but I had health challenges. As a child, I had a hole in my eardrum when I was 8, and it actually has never healed. I still have it, but I took antibiotics for multiple ear infections that I would have every single year, and needless to say, the antibiotics left my energy very low. People hear of Candida albicans and different things you get. They now tell you don't take antibiotics that long, and I took them for 40 years, a long time. But anyway, In the process of that, I found that the energy that one needs to drive to work and deal with people at work and drive home, and so that energy, I didn't have it. I was married with a child, and I could barely get home to cook, and after I cooked, I lay down. And that was the habit that I did every day. So I realized I really couldn't work in a job the way others do because my energy wouldn't hold up. And so I had to go off on my own. So mine was out of necessity and just stepping into the plate and needing to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, needing to do something is not necessarily the definition of entrepreneurship, because if you're going to be in business, you've got to, you know, help somebody out, be of service, sell something that they want, reduce pain, increase pleasure. So how did you figure out what you had and what people wanted, and where did that go from being something that you were passionate about to something that people paid you for? And on some degree of consistency that you said, you know what, I think I'm going to make a living out of this, or at least a business.
Well, I think I answered the question more about making it a business, and I didn't really think about the fact that you're supposed to make a living out of it, too. Right? That kind of came later after a lot of trials and tribulations. And I've always been a very creative person, and when I left the job, I was directing Head Start programs, and I left that position. I didn't have the energy and all to move forward with it, and I started speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, there was a lady that had a magazine called Speakers for Free. And so I bought a page for promotion in there. I got asked to speak, and I liked it. And I thought about becoming a professional speaker. However, I had these health energy things, and I knew speakers needed to travel. And I didn't feel that I could do that. And so my little voice inside said, but you can help other people do that. And that's when I started a speakers bureau. Now, I didn't know what a speakers bureau was, what it did. I had no background whatsoever in it. I just knew that this is where spirit seemed to be leading me. And I just started coaching speakers. I've been speaking for a long time, and I've coached people because I directed programs. Most of my jobs were in a management director type position. So yeah, I've always been working with people. And so I didn't have trouble becoming a coach and coaching, but I really didn't know the business. I stepped into it out of passion, which of course is great, but I could have done so much more if I had understood business. But I came from a doctor and a teacher. They didn't even know what business, you know, they didn't understand all that, you know, that view of how the world works. So that's how I became an entrepreneur. It was kind of, it just kind of happened. It definitely was not planned.
And yet, from the accidental start, you grew that business, and then there were some twists and turns. What were those, and how did those lead you to where you are now with Authenticity U?
Yeah, well, you know, we grew pretty regularly, pretty steadily. I was the first African-American woman to open a speakers bureau for ethnic speakers. And so as a result, I got a lot of attention, and the speaking industry was still kind of new. So a lot of speakers would reach out to me, and it was easy for me to get a following. Then stuff started happening. I didn't understand business that well, so I made a lot of mistakes because of my naivety. But then over and above that side of it, on the personal side, first my father died, and then my mother died, and then my brother died, and then my two employees both got sick, and one had to quit because she was sick, and the other's father got sick, and she had to leave town. So I had no employees, and the recession hit, so that made me move away from the bureau part because it was just, it was not my passion. I owned it, but it wasn't my passion, and I did not want to step into what it took to make it go. But I had been writing just from my experiences and just listening to my inner voice, and in the process developing an entire personal development system. I didn't really know what it was, but because I was the first black woman to have a speakers bureau for ethnic speakers, I had a large following. So I traveled across the country. I did 20 cities in 18 months and spoke and shared what I had put together and enrolled people in my program that I developed as I went. People loved it, and they were growing, and I began to see the value of what I had developed without even knowing I was doing it. I just was kind of following my inner voice. And then after several years, I kind of finished everything. I kind of knew what I had, and it was quite a comprehensive program. And I can apply the concepts, help people get be better in communication skills, become better speakers, become better leaders, become better parents. I have multiple ways that I could apply it. But I had to figure that out and learn it. And then I was ready to start speaking on it and jumping out there in the world, and I got slowed down for 2 years. I fell down and broke my foot, and that was an obstacle that had me laid in bed for about almost 8 months. And then a few months after that, there was a big fire in my complex. I'm looking out my window at the fire about 20 feet away as my blinds are melting right in front of me. So needless to say, I put my clothes on and went, it was the middle of the night, and went outside. And then In June of last year, I had a really traumatic experience. My very best friend, soulmate, and who was my husband for 27 years, was found murdered. And that was just, that slowed me down a bit. And then 6 months after that, I had surgery. I had to have two surgeries for kidney stones, and that had me down for another month. So I've been bouncing back and forth and up and down. And then I was very depressed for 3 months because after Christmas and realizing my companion of 31 years was no longer around, you know, it was a very lonely Christmas. But by April, and that means April of this year, actually, I just decided I had to brush myself off and get up and keep on kicking. So I've been pushed down financially. I've been pushed down by hiring the wrong people who did the wrong things. I've been pushed down by multiple deaths of people who were very close to me, by the illnesses of my employees and losing them and having to start over again. But I keep on going. You know, I just, and I feel great.
How do you share that and end it with, and I feel great. I'm sure there's listeners going, wait a minute, I'm still catching my breath after recession, or I'm still catching my breath after a hole in eardrum at age 8 and low energy. So how do you do that, Pharma?
Well, you know, I can only answer that by saying it's authenticity. It's having taken the time to study me, to understand who I am, by being okay with who I am, by understanding that I'm not in charge anyway. You know, I just have to roll with what happens, and whatever happens is probably going to make me stronger or give me another story, or there's some way that I can apply it or share it with somebody or make a difference, you know? So,
wow, that's liberating.
Yeah, I'm definitely more committed now than ever to share my stories. In fact, I need to write a book about all those things and still, you know, holding on. And that people ask me a lot when Robert was murdered, you know, well, how do you hold on? Because, I didn't even told you half of the stories. Like, with Robert's situation, he wasn't only murdered, he was also decapitated. And they still, a year later, have not found his head. So, you know, everything, there's another side story to every story I've told you. So it's deeper than that. For a while, you know, it's a very spiritual thing for me because, another thing that I'll say is that I am doing what I feel I was sent here to do. I could not have done it if I had had a regular job, if I hadn't stepped out as an entrepreneur and made space in my life to allow this program to come through me, to trust my naivety in spite of everything and still start a speaker's bureau that ended up being fairly successful by just stepping forward and going through whatever was put in front of me and standing strong in it because I'm determined to do what it is I was sent here to do. So I think part of having it done, I think it's only been a short time ago that I really came to understand that people, a lot of entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs because they have a purpose. And they're entrepreneurs because they have a spiritual mission that they want to fulfill. And the environment in which to do it is often as an entrepreneur. So, and you know, they even now have different ways you can become an entrepreneur. You don't just have to do a C corp, or an S corp. There's another one that has to do more with people that are in business, not to make a profit, but to make a difference. And so I'm one of those.
And
I can't think of the name of it.
Right.
Not a C corp. There's something.
Right.
There's another name for it. It's a new name.
No. The letter B, B Corp.
B, yes, that's it, B Corp, yes, that's
right.
It. So, yes, and I just, you know, so it's changing the whole landscape because a lot of the mental perspective of business for so many years was just cutthroat, you know, who's going to steal from who? And you do hear that a lot. I mean, you're hearing that on TV now. There's almost no time you can't hear that. But there's a whole bunch of people in the world who really just want to make a difference. They're not necessarily into it for making billions and billions of dollars or even millions and millions of dollars. You know, they want to live comfortably, sure, who doesn't? But it's not about the greed factor. It's just about having a good life and helping others to do the same. So that is a very healthy, collaborative way of doing business, in my opinion, and I just applaud that. And that's the way I try to do business. That's the way I do business, the only way I do business. And I think that because of that, it keeps me balanced. It keeps me more peaceful. So I don't have to stress about somebody stealing my idea or fighting someone competitively for this because if you set enough things up and you follow your voice, you attract what you need. And that's why I say, but I'm still okay, because through all those things I've been through, I've learned how to attract what I need in my life and not focus on the things that happened that are already in the past, and just learn whatever lessons that come from them. Because everything, there's a lesson in my so.
Right. And tell us more about this concept of authenticity. I mean, you share that program itself came from being on the road and taking the writings and listening to your inner voice. I have followed you for a number of years, so I'm more familiar. But for someone who's listening for the first time, can you define authenticity? Can you share some concepts that help people understand why you're doing what you're doing? And if they were to get, look you up and get involved in your program, what they might find for themselves?
Yeah, well, you know, all this started when I was 28, and I realized I had done everything my parents had said to do. I had a husband, a nice-looking husband. We had a nice house. I had a nice job. He had a good job, and I was miserable. And I didn't know what to do with myself because I didn't know who I was, because I was raised in a very traditional family, and I'm not traditional, and they never understood me, and I never understood them. When I did, I accepted them. But I found myself doing things that traditional people do and accepting it and not really doing things that made me happy. I didn't even know what made me happy. So at 28, mm-hmm. I was in that position, and I just stopped and said, I'm going to take time and get to know who I am. And because I have one of the gifts that enables me to kind of step outside of myself and look at myself, plus the things that happened to me that caused me to be more introspective throughout my life,
mm-hmm.
I was able to look at myself and do a kind of a dissection. And in dissecting myself, I found that basically I have three voices. I have an inner voice that speaks within that nobody hears but me. I have an outer voice, mm-hmm. which is how people, like my parents, who they thought I was based on how I took care of myself, how I looked, stuff like that, who I was around. And then I have an expressive voice who is who I become, who I have become in the world. And as I examined each of those voices, I found that there's different energies within each voice. There's three particular energies. And I ended up making a grid with nine boxes and identified an animal for each of the energies of each box. Each box had a different energy based on how I put this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the thing that I studied for 30 years in one way or another. I studied myself in terms of how I listen to myself and what happens. I found that I can increase my level of intuition if I ask mm-hmm. the inner voice for some answers. So for people who may not be connected to their inner voice or want to deepen the connection, you can think about how you answer the question of what I'm going to eat today or what am I going to wear and how does the answer come to you. And the way the answer comes, that's a way that your voice speaks to you. And so you just tune into that and listen more and trust it more. And these are things I did when I was 8 and had those terrible earaches from my ear issues. And when it first started happening, I said to the voice, okay, if you're the voice I should listen to, then show me somebody in red socks and let somebody mention the word elephant in the conversation in the next week. And it would happen. And I tested that voice several weeks in a row, and each time it gave me back what I asked. And so that's mm-hmm. how I learned who that voice was and how it spoke to me and how to trust it. And so I've had mm-hmm. that relationship with that voice all of my life. And other people have mm-hmm. a similar voice. And these are things I learned after I finished doing all the research and writing my little inventories and reflection books and stuff. And then I went around the country, and because people knew who I was the first black woman, et cetera, and they would come to my events. And I would share with mm-hmm. them my findings, your outer voice, your inner voice, outer voice, and expressive voice. And I would give them my assessment. I have an assessment that's online that people can take, and it will help them look at their outer voice, inner voice, and expressive voice. And I started enlisting people to be proteges, where I taught them deeper, mm-hmm. and I had audios that they listened to and helped them to look at the difference between their inner voice and their ego, and how the universal voice speaks to them, and how to get to their purpose and message in life, and different things like that. And I just kept building on that. I started doing weekly calls and recording them. So this is a hint to people who are seeking to be speakers and what have you. I started calls on June 3rd, 2008, and I pretty much have weekly calls since then. So I have hundreds of product that I can now use to help other people learn what I've learned and also to be a source of income for me. So this is how you build your career and you build your products. Not only did I do the audios every week, I've been doing newsletters every week. I think you're on my newsletter list, Fran.
Absolutely.
And it's always a different topic or a similar topic, but something to do with authenticity from a different perspective and something that's inspirational. And so I have those that I can recycle for more product when I roll out different products. And we're rolling out some of those in some websites that we're putting together now. So it was just building, and then all this time, too, I'm going to different people's workshops and learning how they do things and different sales trainers or speaker trainers or marketing people and writers and publishers and all of that stuff. So it's all a learning game. So I've taken everything, a lot of things that I've learned, and now I have programs that I help people to do the same thing. Because for me, I was kind of in the newer part of the whole industry, and there weren't that many people that gave you an A to Z how to do it. They gave you what I call the whole pie. They give you a slice of the pie, but you need the whole pie. So, and if you don't know all the ingredients of the whole pie, you can't get the whole pie. And somebody comes around and gives you one ingredient or two ingredients, and you buy it because you know you need it, but it doesn't fit. It doesn't make things work yet because you need the whole pie. So that's kind of what I do now is I give whole pie coaching because I know people get those slices along the way, and I just believe in the whole pie.
Right,
now that
right, which is totally authentic.
To learn it.
Right.
Yeah, it's authentic, yeah. So that's what I try to do. That's what I do with people because people buy these workshops and what have you, which is great, and then they want to implement it, but sometimes it's just not time to implement. There's an order to do things that's going to make it more, far more successful. So so that's
right.
Part
there
of authenticity,
marketing.
And I didn't talk about all the voices, but I did give an idea of the different voices. And
absolutely.
Kind of how it works.
Well, where can people find you on the web?
My website is normahollis.com, normahollis.com. And when you get there, you can sign up to take my assessment. There's a free authenticity assessment, and you can click the link there and take the assessment and learn about your inner voice and your outer voice and your expressive voice. You can also join my newsletter, and every Tuesday you'll get an inspirational message from me. And that will help you to strengthen and make you smile sometimes and make you think about things different times. And that's very valuable. And you can also send me a message, if you like, through my website. There's a web form you can complete, and I'd love to hear from anyone that would like to reach out to me. So that's normahollis.com, normahollis.com.
I love that concept of the whole pie coaching.
There's this
philosophy in marketing, you know, sell the sizzle, not the steak. And that's very inauthentic. I love that with authenticity, you're focusing on the whole pie.
Yes.
Tell us more about what's included. Where are you going with authenticity and why? Why authenticity?
Well, you know, authenticity because we become a very inauthentic world. And sometimes we don't even realize how inauthentically we are living. We get stuck on autopilot. And sometimes we get stuck as early as in our 20s when we get out there in the world. And you think about your 20s when you need the most and you have the least. So, you know, and they tell you you're going to be happy if you have kids and a husband or kids and a wife, you know, and a big pretty car and a big pretty house. And so that's where people strive sometimes, and that's how they get hooked for the rest of their lives, paying mortgages and car notes and for children and things. And oftentimes they make those decisions before they really know who they are. I didn't know who I was till well after 28 was when I realized I didn't know who I was. And it's the rare child that is raised in a family where they're able to find out who they are very early in life and have that confidence that most of us end up having to do it on our own in one way or another. So that's the foundational piece of what made me, you know, where I am right now. And where I'm going with all of that foundational stuff is turning it into online courses, for one. So we're planning to launch in November Authentic Speaking U. You know, I used to own a speakers bureau, and I learned a lot about the speaking industry. I've been coaching speakers for 20 years. So, and I have a book, The Process to Become a Professional Speaker, and a whole bunch of audios that we've been doing over years. So we're going to take all those and turn them into an online training program where people can come online and do it yourself. So we'll give them the guidelines and give them the downloads, and they can get a membership, and they can learn all about being an authentic speaker. And then we'll even have some coaching classes or group coaching as a part of that. And then we're also going to be launching a program for raising authentic children. And this is to take all of my early childhood work, because I used to direct Head Start programs. It's my first career, my degrees in early childhood. And we're going to put those online to help parents ease some of their concerns about children. Because, you know, children, and this is a whole other topic, children are coming into the world different than our children. Some of them are even have different shapes of their head, and they're called homoluminous, and it's a whole different energy that they're bringing. So I have some understanding of that, and I write about it, and I'm going to be turning that into an online training course too. And then the third online training course will be on the authentic voice system, the whole system that I developed, and helping people to develop themselves personally and develop their leadership communication skills. So all of those will be taking place within the next year. And then we're also taking our authenticity programs into the hospitals and long-term care facilities to help nurses learn some alternative ways to work with patients and create and will enhance the culture, whatever culture they're dealing with, just to make it leave even more authentic and more pleasant. So authentic leadership. So those are areas that we're growing and developing in. And anyone with interest in that, just reach out to me from my website, and I'd be happy to connect with you and tell you more.
Excellent. Well, again, for folks that are listening, that would be www.normahollis.com, Authenticity U. Norma, as she has shared, has a very authentic story. It is not the straight line. And I find it fascinating, Norma, that a child with a hole in her ear is one that has really, at the core of your practice, it's listening. It's learning about oneself and listening. And there's some irony in that. And yet,
yes, there is.
You know, very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
We talked earlier, and we only have a few moments. We talked earlier about a quote that is integral to how you approach the world. And I thought it might be helpful for the audience to hear that, because it really sort of seals in all of the conversation that we've been sharing.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a quote that I picked up actually when I was in, I think I was in college, maybe my second year of college, and we were in humanities class, and I was reading about Aristotle. And it's just two words, you know, this quote, and he just says, know thyself. And I guess because that's what I went through, that's how I started life, because my family didn't know me. They didn't understand me at all. I was so different from their traditional way of viewing the world. And I had a long time, and then I was at 28, you know, didn't know myself. And I didn't know that I didn't know myself. That's what's interesting. So that resonated with me then, and it resonates with me now. So I think that would be the number one quote that drives my life. And I would say in conjunction with that, in partnership with that, is to thine own self be true. So being authentic and true to oneself. But of course, that one has to do with some reason, assuming you're a reasonable person, because some people are true to themselves and they're not healthy individuals, you know. So that's why the know thyself, know yourself is the strongest quote that I would mention.
Well, thank you so much, Norma, for being on the show with us. We have just literally a few seconds left before the show closes down, so thank you again. Folks, please follow Norma and connect with her on her website at www.normahollis.com. Thanks, Norma, and have a great evening. Appreciate you joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, Fran. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Literally.
Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.
Okay, so Norma, thank you again. The time just went quickly. I looked at the board and I was like, oh my goodness, 90 seconds, 60 seconds, 30 seconds. So I didn't really want to cut you off, but we ran out of time.